Epilogue. It took Frankenstein a week to tell Robert Walton his story. By the end of the week, the ship and its crew were surrounded by mountains of ice and were in great danger. The crew made Walton promise that if they ever managed to get off the ice, they would not continue their voyage, but would return to England. Although he was disappointed, Walton agreed. Frankenstein became progressively weaker and barely had the strength to talk. Before he died, he begged Walton once again to kill the monster for him, given the opportunity. "I no longer feel the need for revenge, and I no longer hate him," he said. "But he must die. I created him and had a duty towards him, but I also have a duty to my family and friends. I was right to refuse to create a wife for him, but he has killed the people I loved, and I do not know if his wish for revenge is over. It was my task to destroy him, and I have failed. I ask you now to finish my work for me." As he spoke, his voice became weaker and weaker, and a few hours later, Victor Frankenstein drew his last breath. The ice finally began to melt, and Walton and his crew set sail for England. One night, about midnight, Walton heard strange sounds coming from the cabin where Frankenstein still lay. He went into the cabin and saw a terrifying sight. A gigantic figure, with a most horrible face, was bending over Victor. To Walton's surprise, his expression was one of anguish.
"You are also my victim," he cried to the dead man. "I have destroyed you and everyone you loved. Why did you have to reject me? All I wanted was the company of other people and someone to love. I wanted to be happy. You refused me this, so I did what I did. But I am miserable."
Walton felt some sympathy listening to the monster, but he remembered Victor's dying words. The monster looked up and spoke to Walton.
"The world has not treated me fairly. I wanted love and friendship, but everyone has rejected me. You hate me, but you do not hate those who have treated me so badly. Why do you not hate Felix, who beat me so cruelly? Why do you not hate the man who tried to kill me after I rescued his child from the lake? I know I have done terrible things. I have killed people who had never harmed me, and now I have killed my creator. Do not be afraid that I will kill others. My own death is the only task that remains for me now. I shall leave your ship by the same means I arrived. I shall find the most northerly part of the world, and there I will die. Maybe death will bring me peace."
With these last words, he jumped from the cabin window onto the ice, which lay close to the ship. Walton watched as the man was carried away by the waves and lost in the darkness.